Well, at this stage, technically, we're at the stage where one more miracle is required, a healing miracle. That is what shows up very much externally when people look at a canonization, what is needed. But the Vatican Congregation for the Causes of Saints would say that's only kind of the icing on the cake. The two other prerequisites are, number one, how relevant is what Edmund Rice stood for in his time, in today's world, in today's church? That's number one. I mean, there were many saints in the past, but you wouldn't always hold them up as paragons or, worthy of imitation today. We had saints who lived on the top of pillars and so on. We had, like we say, Joan of Arc listening to voices in her head. Well, fair enough, but we wouldn't be putting that forward as a model today, whereas Blessed Edmund, well, he went... got involved in Catholic Christian education at a time when it wasn't being provided. Today we have many, many fine teachers, not just the brothers and so on. So maybe the same need mightn't be perceived in our country. But there are other areas that need attention, especially on the fringes of education and so on. People are falling off the system and they need help.
Yeah.
The other point then is there a devotion around the name of Edmund? And I would say yes, there are many prayer groups, not only in our schools, but among adults all around the world in our various provinces, in our missions and so on. And they find a lot of satisfaction and help around praying together for one another and through the intercession of Blessed Edmund.
Now, you were saying that it needs one more miracle. So have there been miracles already?
There have been quite a number. I mean, to use the word miracle, as you know, is, I suppose, a bit premature. You have to go and give very rigorous testings to all of these things. But there certainly have been many, many remarkable favours received through people who prayed to Blessed Edmund. Interestingly, many of these are healings in relationships and so on, in family circles. And as we know, looking at our world today, there's a great need for healing of relationships. And Edmund, in his younger days, being a married man, the father of a handicapped daughter, then a widower and so on, he would be very familiar with where all that is coming from.
Yeah.
At the moment, there is a very interesting, I suppose you have to say, alleged cure down in Cork. And it involves a lady in her early 70s who was diagnosed with a brain tumour, and she was showing many symptoms of what looked like Alzheimer's at the time. She was disorientated. Some days she didn't know her name, and then also physically weak. She was in a wheelchair, had lost all coordination. Her husband was very worried, and the doctors felt really that there wasn't much hope, and they should be thinking more of palliative care. But the husband was a man of prayer. He had gone to school to the Christian Brothers in Cork, decided that he'd call Blessed Edmund to help out. So he went up to the Christian Brothers in the North Monastery one evening, asked if they had a relic of Edmund Rice, and unfortunately the relic they had was actually out on loan to another sick person. But he was so agitated and upset that the brother he met, remembered that the Presentation Brothers, Edmund Rice's other congregation, that they also had a relic. So up they went to the Presentation Brothers and got a loan of the relic they had. The man went back to the hospital, blessed his sick wife with him, who for the previous few weeks hadn't even recognised who he was. And the next morning, the first time, in a long time, she was sitting up in her bed smiling and called him by his name. And from then on, she has made a remarkable recovery. Now, whether or not that has happened for other medical reasons, we just don't know. But the doctors involved, informally at any rate, they say, well, they didn't expect her to survive. So we're looking at that case at the moment. And, I mean, there's a long road ahead yet. We have to go and get the various medical records, the Diocese of Cork then will have to be approached to set up what's called a miracle tribunal to take all that evidence using proper procedures and so on. And hopefully, we pray anyway, that that will be the miracle that will be used for Edmund's canonization. And it would be nice, being in Cork, where the two congregations, Christian Brothers and Presentation Brothers, where they parted company back in 1826 or 1827, it brought the two congregations together. The fact that one group didn't have a relic at the time, they went over to the other group, and it has helped also to bring the two congregations very much together with our common founder, Blessed Edmund Rice.